is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And you know, the spotlight previously was on Kansas City and the problem of missing black women last October after a black woman escaped from a home in Excelsior Springs being held captive by Timothy Haslett. But now we're turning to something else that's very alarming in Missouri, pointed out by KSHB reporter Sarah Plake, doing a piece on something that just had my mouth drop to the floor. Data showing black women are killed in Missouri at a rate higher than every other state in this country. Joining me on the line is my sister from another Mr. KSHB 41, Sarah Plague. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for doing this story.
Of course. I'm happy to be here to talk about it.
Yeah, it's airing tonight at 6 o'clock. Now, you have data collected just showing this. How did you come about to pin this together, Sarah?
You know what? This actually came to my attention last summer. I was at a convention for investigative reporters, and I'm sitting here in this session. The topic was on reporting on the homicides of black women, and I'm looking at this information, and I was like you. My jaw was dropped. I was like, oh my God, Missouri immediately stood out to me, because I'm like, I live there. You know, this is where I live. And so I had no idea that our homicide rate for black women was higher than everywhere else. And it's consistently so. And so then, I came home and then I went on the CDC. They have different modules where you can look at different data. And I collected the data, analyzed it, you know, did all the work myself. And then I came to the same conclusion that, you know, that's true. Unfortunately, in 2019, Missouri had the highest homicide rate for black women in the country. And 2020 had the second highest. And then now in 2021, which is the latest information available, it is at the top of the list.
Wow.
I mean, Washington, D.C. actually has the higher homicide rate, but of course, D.C. is not a state. So we are still at the top of the list.
Now, in your research, I know you talked to advocates. I see some local leaders as well. Was there any particular factors that contributed to this, from domestic violence or what was it? Anything that stood out?
Right. I think what you'll hear is that it's those systemic causes. It's these enduring racist stereotypes of black women not taking black women seriously when they go missing or something's wrong and are being murdered, fewer economic opportunities. It's a systemic thing. And I think it's not surprising that when we see these high homicide rate numbers for black women in our state, that also correlates to why we see more black women and girls going missing in our area as well.
Wow. And as you talk to the advocates, is there anything that we're looking at? We know it's a systemic issue, that legislatively that can be done to help address this. And is anything on the table?
Not in Missouri. Advocates are looking to Minnesota, because Minnesota was the first state to actually establish a task force and an office dedicated to missing and murdered black women. And so that's something where, you know, that's a welcomed idea to do here in Missouri. And looking at our numbers, I would say that something needs to be done.
Now, with the families of these victims, I see you talked to some of them as well. And the aftermath, how are they receiving any type of counseling, closure, anything to support them as well? Because when black women go missing, there are so many other people impacted.
Right. I think for these families, what I hear over and over again is that they want to help somebody else. And it's amazing, because they've gone through this horrific trauma and grief, and they still deal with it, but they still want to get their stories out there to help somebody else. And so, yes, I think it's that community support of, I've been through this, I don't want anyone else to go through it. If I can just tell my story and tell my daughter's story, maybe it'll help. Maybe someone will listen and do something about it. So I think these mothers are and I thank them so much for their time and sharing their stories with me, but they're so strong and so just wanting to do something about it. So it's not that people are just apathetic about it.
Absolutely. You got to have the support in place. I see you talked to 5th District Councilwoman Raina Park Shaw. I know she has been at the forefront of fighting for the black and missing women portion of it. But we want to look at this collectively, and hopefully we can model after Minnesota as well, because this is a serious issue. Sarah Plake, thank you so much for doing this piece. It airs tonight at 6 o'clock. We appreciate you and hope to touch base again, and because this subject isn't going anywhere. We're going to put more voice to it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.